This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Pleasure to spend this time with you each and every week on this very same radio station. And I want to also welcome all of the listeners joining us online via GCNlive.com. The name of the program is Auto World. My name is Bob Long. I am the official automotive geek around these parts. This is America's automobile enthusiast program. We cover it all, whether it be new vehicles, classic vehicles, whether it be mechanical problems with your vehicle, whether it's talking about great events, and there are lots of them to talk about in the automotive world, or whether we have a chat with a celebrity from time to time about their particular collection and passion. We do it all, and we take your telephone calls toll-free from anywhere across North America at 855-660-8255. 4261, excuse me. I filled in for a bunch of people this week. All my 800 numbers are all messed up in my head. 855-660-4261. That's what Bob Long does on the side, is fill in for some other hosts around the country on other networks and local stations. And after you've done a week of that, all the 800 numbers get all jibber-jabbered up in your mind. But the proper number, once again, is 855-660-4261. And, of course, available via the email throughout the show, throughout the program, throughout the week. It's Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Well, when it comes to a great hour, we've got that straight ahead. We've got Don Jones, the old car guy, coming up in the latter half. But kicking it off is one of my favorite guests. I was just saying that to my producer at GCN. This gentleman is an esteemed automotive journalist. He's a juror on the North American Car and Truck of the Year Awards. He is also a gentleman who is the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, a contributor to NPR Radio, and above and beyond all those things, he's just one of the greatest guys in the automotive world. Paul Eisenstein, welcome back to Auto World. How you doing, Paul?
I'm flattered. Thank you very much. Good to be back. I'm glad we were able to squeeze it in before I head off to Frankfurt.
Yes, of course. And for those of our listeners who may not be familiar with the Big Frankfurt Show, why don't you explain to folks a little bit about the four big North American shows and the four international shows in which the automakers, the OEMs, use to show off concepts and new vehicles?
Well, let's see. It gets busier and busier every year, doesn't it? When you think about the fact that there's been a couple of new shows added after some of the old ones, like, remember once London was big and Milan was big. But there are a handful of shows that matter that you really have to be at worldwide. In the U.S., of course, the big dog is the Detroit show in January, when, of course, we in Detroit can show our city off so well. L.A. is coming up. That's the first of the season coming up from North America, and that'll be in November. And that's going to be a big one. We're hearing something like 50 previews, including maybe 25 to 30 worldwide debuts there. That's in November. We have, of course, New York, which has become a bigger show in recent years, and Chicago, which is struggling to stay among the big four, and a lot of us hope it will, because it was once the great U.S. show. Internationally, you have Geneva, of course, which starts things off in the spring. That's a good way to just start coming out of winter. And then you have the curious pairing of the Frankfurt Motor Show and Paris. Last year, right about this time of year, we were off to Paris, the City of Lights, an auto show. And this year we're off to Frankfurt, where we are going to be seeing a lot of new products. In fact, I'm sitting here as we speak looking over my list of products that I have so far locked down that are going to be debuting there.
And how many, and I have been to the Frankfurt Auto Show, and this is a logistically challenging show for journalists because, unlike some of the other shows that you described that are basically under one roof, the Frankfurt Show is in multiple buildings, and sometimes press conferences can be scheduled 10 minutes apart, and the buildings can be literally miles apart.
Yeah, not quite, but close. Frankfurt Messe, basically the conference center, as the Germans would call it, measures from one end to the other about a kilometer, about six-tenths of a mile. And
okay.
You will not unusually have one conference, one reveal at one far end, and then another one right after, scheduled at the other end. So you literally cannot get there without an army of people helping you cover. And unfortunately, I don't have the army. I just have a small platoon this time. It's going to be a challenge. It's difficult for everybody to cover this show, which is why we're all happy when automakers send us a little bit of information ahead of time so we can have a head start. But there are some big things, Bob. Should we talk about some of the things that are coming?
Yeah, let's talk about that. And it must be just me, my memories of being there in Frankfurt. It seemed like miles, but not quite a mile.
Might as well. It's from the back. You actually even have to go over, climb up and over railroad tracks to get to the front end. So it is not a quick walk from one place to the other. And as is happening at more and more shows, there are actually sometimes multiple news conferences simultaneously, which make it physically impossible, even for those of us who might be a little schizophrenic. I'll run down, just give you a sense of some of the hot stuff coming to you.
Yeah, I can't wait. Yeah, tell us all.
Let's see. I'm going to give you this roughly in alphabetical order. We'll run down a few things. So Audi will be having an e-tron Quattro Sport concept. This is an SUV which is supposed to get somewhere in the neighborhood of 200-plus miles per charge. There'll be the new Audi A4, a big launch for them. That's a very important vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Bentley, you may recall, and we have it up on our site, they just released the Bentayga information. I've actually seen and sat in the vehicle. That's their first super luxury SUV, and quite an amazing vehicle. BMW, we are going to see the official public launch of the 7 Series, which I've already driven, and you can find a review at thedetroitbureau.com. There'll be the new 3 Series, the new X1, Ferrari 488 GTB Spider. And here's an interesting one. Over at Ford, we will be seeing the an update of the Ranger, which you may recall, there's a lot of information now that suggests the Ranger will, in fact, come to the United States after a long delay. Ford had been saying no to a mid-size pickup. But now that everybody is saying this segment is rebounding, Ford is likely to bring it here after all. So we should hear more about those plans in Frankfurt. And there'll be more information about the Focus RS, which we will get in the U.S. Hyundai,
finally.
Elantra, we've already gotten some insight in that. Infiniti, we're going to see the Q30. Jaguar will finally see the production version of the F-Pace, their first ever sport utility vehicle.
Exciting.
And I'll go on if you want.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay, Kia, the Sportage. We've already gotten some insight, and I saw it just the other day. I had the chance to drive the new Kia Optima, which I'll be doing a review on shortly. Lamborghini, the spider version of the Hurricane. Lexus will be showing some variations of the LX570 and the GS. I hear there's something from Mazda. I'm trying to confirm exactly what. Mercedes will be loaded down. We're going to see that S-Class Cabriolet. Just amazing idea. A convertible version of that big S-Class sedan. The C63 Coupe, a new version of the more basic C-Class Coupe. And there's supposed to be a hot design concept coming from them as well. Let's see, what else do we have that's worth talking about? I'm just scanning down my list right now. Mini Clubman. Opel will have something called the Astra Sport Tour. And I'm going to suit Nissan first for a moment. So I'll tell you about that in a moment. It's something very
on
funny
the other
about
side.
That one.
On the other side of the break, you're going to hear all about this exciting news upcoming in Frankfurt from Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. Hello to everybody listening on the information station, AM 800 CKLW, Windsor, Ontario, Detroit. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, esteemed automotive journalist Paul Eisenstein is with us live here on Auto World. He is getting ready to board a plane to head over to the Frankfurt International Motor Show and giving us an up-to-the-second preview. And before that hard network break there, Paul, you gave us a little tease that Nissan's got something up their sleeve. What can you tell us about it?
Well, actually, it's more than that. It's how our colleagues in the media have handled the teaser that they sent out, Bob. I don't know if you caught this, but there's been a lot of speculation about what was originally an unnamed concept. They showed a teaser. You get these, I'm sure, for the listeners. Every so often we will get advanced images of various cars, and sometimes they'll be complete images. I mean, you'll be able to look at and see everything that you would if it was in the sheet metal. But a lot of times what we get are these mysterious images. They may only show a fender or a grill or something like that, and we have to sort of guess a little bit. It's supposed to get our excitement up. And there was one that went around the other day for this Nissan vehicle, and speculation was rife. Many people, it was obviously some sort of crossover-like vehicle, and many people were speculating that Nissan was going to replace, you ready for this, replace the Z-Car, the Z-Car Roadster, with a new crossover. Stranger. I guess there's some logic to it when you think about what's happening in the market. SUVs and CUVs are outselling anything these days. But the idea that they would do away with the Z Roadster and replace it with, are you ready for this? Turns out to be the next Juke.
Very good.
We're going to be seeing something called the Grips with a Z, Grips concept at Frankfurt just a few days from now. And it is going to be the next Juke. And you know that they've been making that little thing more and more sporty. They've got that special Juke supercar. What is it, 600 horsepower or something like that? Just crazy power. But I guarantee you they are not replacing the Z car. It will be fun to see what it looks like in the sheet metal. By the way, just to wrap up the list for folks who want to hear what else is at Frankfurt, we're going to see a new version of the Opel Astra. Here's one that'll matter, the 2017 911 Porsche Carrera. The Porsche 911 Carrera.
Turbo.
That's going to be incredible. We've already seen the new Rolls Dawn, the new convertible released. There'll be a convertible version of the smart car at the other end of the extreme. Toyota has something called the CHR Concept. And then we have the Volkswagen Tiguan, the production version coming. And I know I've missed a few things in there. I'm still trying to confirm a couple of vehicles. But it is going to be a very, very busy show, so it should be a lot of fun.
It certainly will. And speaking of fun, if you want to get the latest from Frankfurt, you've got to subscribe to Paul's newsletters. Of course, you can log on anytime to thedetroitbureau.com. But, Paul, tell everybody about all the cool ways that they can follow the Detroit Bureau.
Well, you're right, Bob. They can go there. There's never a charge for anything that we do. The DetroitBureau.com keeps you informed whether you are an industry insider, a performance fan, just somebody trying to find the most fuel-efficient vehicle. It doesn't really matter. Anything automotive, you'll find it at thedetroitbureau.com. You can also sign up for our newsletters. We'll send you out something if you want every time we post a story, once a day, once a week, even once a month. We have RSS feeds, and, of course, you have to have the obligatory Twitter feeds, all free at thedetroitbureau.com.
Let's talk about some of the cool stories that you've got up there right now. I think this is a good thing. 10 automakers commit to making auto emergency braking standard. And this is, of course, a major crash avoidance feature. And for those of us who have been fortunate enough to experience it, it makes a lot of sense because there's so much distraction out there, and God forbid if you're not looking the right way, to have your vehicle, to have that capability to stop itself in an emergency, that is definitely something worth talking about.
Yeah, absolutely, Bob. We had a major announcement late on Friday in which 10 automakers, and these were worldwide automakers, including Toyota, BMW, General Motors, and actually there's another maker that wasn't on the list because they've already committed to this, and that's Volvo. So it's really 11 manufacturers that are now saying that they will have forward collision emergency braking on all of their vehicles. They haven't set a hard date yet, and some of these are already out there. Some may take about 2 or 3 years before we see it. But going forward, you're going to see probably about 60-plus percent of the cars sold in the United States equipped with this advanced version of forward collision warning. The technologies vary. In some cases, they use radar. Some can use laser. More and more adding vision technology, sometimes vision and radar. The idea is it'll sound a warning if there is the potential of a collision, and the warning often will get more intense the more dangerous the situation is. And if necessary, the vehicles will automatically apply their own brakes if you don't respond in time. Some of the systems are really smart. The new BMW 7 Series, for example, will pre-charge the brakes. So if you start applying the brakes but you're not being aggressive enough, it'll actually boost how hard the brakes are applied to help prevent an accident, or at the very least, to make sure that the collision that will occur is minimized. In other words, to reduce the likelihood of injuries and fatalities. There's a lot of data out there, Bob, a lot of data already with just the systems on the market that suggests that this is a breakthrough that is already saving lives and preventing a lot of crashes and injuries.
I can believe it. No question. Another story that really got me laughing, and I think it's a great one that you put up just a couple of days ago, is about the Pontiac Aztec. Now, this is a vehicle that quite often tops the lists of being one of the ugliest vehicles ever designed in the history of automobiles. But guess what? All of a sudden, something that most people consider bad is actually good, according to some new folks, and especially millennials. Tell us a little bit about this.
You're right. Bad is good, as in Breaking Bad, the TV show. It turns out, you may recall if you're a fan of the show, that the anti-hero was driving an Aztec as he made his rounds selling his meth. And this apparently has clicked with the millennial generation. The Aztec has become one of the hottest vehicles on the used car market with millennials. Something like 26% of the Aztecs that are being sold right now are being purchased by millennials. Oh, if Pontiac only stuck around, they could bring a production rate. Not really. It's gone. But there seems to be a lot of fans. It's funny, Bob. The Aztec was one of those cars that most people hated, and most of the people that wound up buying them loved. Just
yes.
Great flexibility. You just wanted to cover your eyes until you got into it.
Let's talk about the replacement for the Cadillac SRX. Cadillac has already teased this one, and it's going to be debuting in Dubai, which is an interesting choice. Tell us about this, this crossover.
It's a strange decision, but Cadillac, you know, you say, why don't they do it in Frankfurt? But they don't have really any presence in Europe. Not yet. They keep trying to build it up. They've decided to stage the Advancer, the preview, in, of all things, Dubai, which, you know, is a huge market for
cross-country
utility vehicles. And so I guess it makes sense. It's part of this whole strategy that...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down.
I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Paul Eisenstein's just going to stay with us for a couple more moments because he's off to the Frankfurt International Auto Show. Paul is publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, esteemed automotive journalist. And before that hard break there at the bottom of the hour, you were telling us about Cadillac's recent teasing of the replacement for their SRX crossover. And it's not going to be shown in Frankfurt, but it's going to debut in Dubai. And this is an important vehicle for the Cadillac brand. I believe it's one of their volume leaders, if not the volume leader.
Yeah, it is right now, and it's likely to continue to be. You know, the SUV segment is exploding generally, but particularly in the luxury market. We were a little bit late. A lot of manufacturers just couldn't believe the idea that luxury buyers would want to get out of the conventional luxury sedan into some sort of utility vehicle. But that's exactly what's happening, and we're seeing more and more. The real shock to me has been just how quickly, after hemming and hawing, we're seeing all of the luxury makers get into that segment. So if you look at it, we will have the Bentley Bentayga debut in Frankfurt. We have commitments from everybody from Aston Martin to, of all things, Rolls-Royce to get into the luxury, super luxury SUV segment. So that's going to explode, and of course you're just going to see more and more SUVs in other luxury segments. Cadillac will have the XT5. They supposedly will have a bigger one coming, not replacing the Escalade, but somewhere in between the SRX and Escalade, called the XT7. We expect to see something small, more along the lines of the new Lincoln MKC, and that would be called the XT3. Watch for that. Should be here in a few years.
Can't wait to hear all the news from Detroit. We can monitor it all at the DetroitBureau.com. And, of course, the ever-increasing amount of automakers going to plug-ins and electric power to supplement, in many cases, their normally aspirated or sometimes turbocharged gasoline-powered engines. I know Jag is showing some stuff off in that realm, but we'll get you back soon after your visit to Frankfurt. In the meantime, safe travels, Paul. And we thank you so much for your time here today.
My pleasure, Bob. Keep your eye on the site. The DetroitBureau.com will be covering it all from Frankfurt this week.
Thank you so much, my friend. And that is so true, folks. You must keep an eye on the DetroitBureau.com because they're going to have all the latest breaking news from Frankfurt. And this is, as I've said, I've been to the show, and it's an amazing show. And there's lots of news, as Paul has outlined during the last half hour, that is going to be breaking there. So if you want to be on top of the latest and greatest, if you're an auto geek like myself, you're going to love covering this through Paul's website. Speaking of websites, joining us now is the CEO of theoldcarguys.com. He's a regular contributor to the show, an expert in old cars, of course, and restoration. And today, I believe he is joining us from an actual car show. So this is kind of cool. We're going to have a little remote live broadcast from a local car show somewhere, I believe, in the great state of Missouri. Let's see if Don Jones, the CEO of theoldcarguys.com, is ready to join us. Don, are you there? No, looks like Don.
Hello.
Hey there, Don. I know it's a busy time for you. Tell our listeners all across North America about where you're at and what's going on.
Well, I'm in my old neighborhood, the neighborhood I grew up in, South St. Louis, about a block and a half from our house, above the beauty parlor. It used to be a beauty parlor anyway. At a car show in a little park. Been there about an hour already, ran into a half a dozen people I went to high school with.
Oh, that must be a lot of fun. And lots of cool vehicles showing up. I know it's a little bit early, but I would imagine there will be lots of vehicles on display. How large is this particular car show?
Well, it looks like it might be in a neighborhood of 100 cars. In fact, a 70 SS Malibu just pulled in next to me with a 396 in it. So I got a Vietnam veteran from the looks of his vest. So
lots of cool stuff will be there with you, Don. And how about yourself? What vehicle did you bring over to this car show? Did we lose Don, or is he still with us? I know he's on his cell phone, and sometimes that causes all kinds of freaky things. I know yesterday I was trying to have a conversation with Mark Evans, one of the regular contributors here on the broadcast, ASC certified mechanic, and you'll hear Mark and Mike Wallace from WFPA filling in for me from time to time, as the last few months for me have been nothing but hectic, to say the least. And Mark and I must have got disconnected 6 or 7 times within 10 or 15 minutes. Mark was up in the mountains of Idaho, and I was at home, but nevertheless, cell phones can be wonderful, but they also at times can be a real pain in the backside. And Don Jones, the CEO of the Old Car Guys, is joining us via cell phone from this local car event, and something Don is very proud of, and I thought it would make a great segment here on the show to tell us a little bit more about who's going to be there and the kind of cars on display. And Don was asking you, what vehicle did you bring to this particular event?
Right, we brought the 52 yellow panel truck that we've been working on for the past 4 years, and I had just had a light set installed inside and outside of it so that at nighttime you can adjust it to kind of blink these different colors to kind of offset the looks of the bright yellow.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I have any pictures of it up on my Facebook, but I'll try to get them up for our audience this afternoon when we we put up the pictures of the different cars we see here. And we weren't even set up yet, and people were coming over looking for parts, which was kind of nice to be able to talk to people before the store is open. It's kind of an indication of maybe good business today.
Oh, I certainly hope so for you, Don. And it's very important for all small businesses in the automotive realm to attend these local events. I mean, it's ironic how something called Cars and Coffee, which was started years ago by a friend, John Kleinard, from the Ford Motor Company. This is out in Southern California. You know, he decided, you know, John's a real car guy, to say the least, and was one of those lucky folks who bought a Ferrari many, many years ago for like $4,000 or $5,000 that today is worth over $1 million. Talk about hitting the lottery. But that's what John did with that particular vehicle. He bought it at a time in which people really weren't thinking about Ferraris being collectible 20, 30, 40, 50 years down the line. But he did just that. And he started something as a small gathering, and now that has just blown up into a huge, huge Sunday morning gathering in Southern California, or Saturday morning gathering. And I know in Southern California and other parts of the country, there are gatherings on Saturday morning, Sunday morning, sometimes Saturday evening. All these car shows are great for the hobby and great for folks like Don and other folks who are in the automotive business, because this gives you an opportunity, Don, to be face-to-face with folks that enjoy the same passion, and perhaps you can help them out.
Well, absolutely. And the other thing, too, is that I know the audience has been listening to me for the last couple of years, might not believe this, but I finally got my grandson out of the basement, away from his computer. He's actually here at the car show with me, and best of all, he's being helpful. You know, instead of like moping around with a blanket over his head sitting in the car because it's too cold outside, he's actually getting out there taking pictures of cars. So hopefully he's gotten bitten by the bug.
Oh, I hope so. That would be a blessing, to say the least. Straight ahead, more with Don Jones right here on Auto World.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair from lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dinovite, he would go back to his hair loss.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dinovite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dinovite.com.
Each and every day, she is getting that Dinovite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dinovite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Hey, don't forget, when you get the opportune moment, check out my website, autoworldradio.com. I promise you, you're going to see some updates there soon. Need to get that web guy, web boy, IT man, whatever you want to call him. I need to get him to make some changes that I've been yelling about for a number of weeks on there. But sooner or later, we'll have the kind of site that I want to have there. And speaking of websites, if you've never visited theoldcarguys.com, you must do so. Don Jones joins us. He's the CEO of theoldcarguys.com. He's joining us from a live car show just about ready to open its doors just outside of St. Louis, Missouri, and telling us all about all the cool things that are going on, and even the fact that his grandson, who in the past hasn't really shown a whole lot of interest in vehicles, is out there taking pictures, and that's a great thing. Don, before we go any further, why don't we make sure and, again, remind folks about the website and tell everybody about what they can find there. And again, as I always say with Don, over the years, I have interviewed literally thousands of people here on Auto World. Auto World's been on the air for more than 20 years, and Don is in that 99.9 percentile. He doesn't mind giving out his telephone number, so you can actually call him up and ask a question. You're looking for a motor or a part, car. You're looking for a fire truck. You're looking for whatever. Or you just want some advice from a guy who really knows his stuff. And believe me, there are people out there with websites who don't know a thing about what they're writing about. But he knows his stuff. Give out that telephone number so folks can dial you up direct.
Okay, it's 314-306-7507. Or you can get a hold of me also at theoldcarguys@gmail.com.
Cool.
Or, beat on some drums and I'll probably answer.
That's great. And for those who haven't ever visited theoldcarguys.com, explain to our folks around North America, around the world, about all the kind of cool things that you offer there on a 24/7 basis.
Well, the idea of part of the Old Car Guys is that there will be a website for everything. Just think, I got a cobweb coming up or something. The idea of the Old Car Guys website is to have a place where you can find just about anything you want for a classic car or other type of vehicle. We have cars. We have over 22,000 salvage cars sitting in 17 salvage yards in 9 states. We keep building on those. We have an auto parts store here in St. Louis. It's the oldest auto parts store in the Midwest. And they have parts that go back to the early 30s, brand new old stock sitting on the shelf waiting for people to call and buy them. And services, we have links to Reliance Auto Carriers. We have links to insurance companies. And we continue to build those different things that our customers are looking for, even very, very niche things, people that can rebuild clutches for Maxwell's, people that do door sills for certain cars, people that are custom cutting glass. So we're trying to find all those people out there that support our world of classic cars and have a place where you can find it. And if you can't find it, call me and I'll give you the guy's phone number.
Very good. And what's that number to call you, Don? I know people are they're looking for a pen right now. They're looking for that pencil. They're trying to find a piece of paper, write it on the back of a napkin, or put it on the back of a matchbook. Not too many people have matchbooks these days, but
yeah.
Put it in your digital device. Why don't we bring it up to 2015? Put it in your digital device here. Email it to yourself. Facebook it to yourself. Twitter it to yourself. Instagram it to yourself. Whatever the latest and greatest is. What's that telephone number?
314-306-7507. Yeah, we'll be up in Nebraska City, Nebraska next weekend.
Oh, excellent. Tell us about what's going on in Nebraska City, Nebraska. That's always a big show, as I remember.
It's a mega show. It's Applejack Festival. It's in the heartland of America. If you're into apple cider and corn on the cob, that's the one place in the universe to go to. Not only that, the fuel up there is like $1.79 a gallon.
Wow.
For the ethanol, and that's another reason I love it. I just wish I had a bigger fuel tank on this thing so I could get all the way back to St. Louis from up here. But we actually sponsor that show, and it's 400 or 500 cars. It's the main street of Nebraska City, and the show itself is on Sunday, but there's 2 days of festival before that, and it's just a great place to be in the middle of October. It's just beautiful up there.
I just like the name. It just sounds homey. It sounds old-fashioned, which to me is a good thing. The Applejack Festival, I mean, that brings up memories of my youth here. That sounds like a really family-oriented event, and I've done a lot of traveling in my days, Don, but I've never been to the great state of Nebraska, and I know it's a beautiful country, and of course, they're avid football fanatics for the University of Nebraska there, and it must be really cool to be at that event.
It is. It's a that they have a big parade, and every municipality within probably 60, 80 miles of Nebraska City brings the fire apparatus. The parade lasts almost 2 hours. It's a place that the motorcycle gangs all get together and pray together. I mean, it's just the way America was during the Leave It to Beaver era. Everybody's friendly. Everybody talks to one another. When the American flag is coming by, people are anxious to show respect and making sure that their children are showing proper respect as the flag passes. And for an old veteran like me, that's what I appreciate in America. And I just wish there was more of that around the country. Our city here in St. Louis over the years has become kind of a combat zone.
I'm sorry to hear that, but a lot of cities go through that, and hopefully we'll come around and get on the right side of the fence. So more vehicles, I'm sure, are showing up at the car show right now. You told us about that Chevelle. What other vehicles can you see from your vantage point right now?
There's an olive green, looks like about a 40 Ford coupe. It's a couple over from me. I'm kind of in a corner. There's a purple-looking 1949 Chevy, kind of a light green, looks like about a 55 or 56 Chevy. I think everybody lose here with these 37 Ford with a Chevy engine in it. We'll have one of our fire trucks. We'll have a 1957 American LaFrance fire truck coming in pretty soon that has a built-in smoker in it, so it'll be smoking up brats and hamburgers and that. So actually looking up the other way, there was a Viper drove by minutes ago.
And it looked very cool.
Over there. But it's filling up, and it'll really take off in a few minutes because they do a parade from a park. And they don't really call it a parade. They just call it a procession because they don't have a permit for a parade. So they do that from a park up here and then bring the crew down, and then everybody lines up. So that ought to be happening probably about now.
That's great. So really, you're covering a whole lot of automotive years if you've got the older vehicles there all the way up to the Dodge Vipers, which didn't come on into production until the 90s. And, of course, they've been resurrected and are available for sale for 2015. So something for everybody. And for those of our listeners who are listening in the greater St. Louis area, or if you're listening online and you're with an earshot, where is the exact locale for those folks so they could perhaps swing on by?
It's the 7700 block of South Broadway in South St. Louis. It's off Interstate 55 east towards the Mississippi, then left on Broadway for about 10 blocks. And if you missed it, then you should have been looking. But it's literally taking up the entire block, and it's pretty hard to miss.
That's great. Well, Don, as usual, a pleasure spending time with you, and thanks for bringing us this cool live report from the local car show there just outside of St. Louis. Everybody visit theoldcarguys.com. What's that telephone number one more time?
314-306-7507.
There he is. He's Don Jones. I'm Bob Long. That will do it for this hour of Auto World.
It's J.C. Whitney's 100th anniversary. Please join us in celebrating 100 years of everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to enter the Centennial Sweepstakes. You could win your choice of a custom 2015 Ford F-150 or Jeep Wrangler Rubicon, and a trip to SEMA Ignited in Las Vegas to pick up the keys. Enter today at jcwhitney.com.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete tear-down and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.